This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beard Judge. I'm judging a Flying Dog Old Scratch Amber Lager. It's a Category 7B California Common. I don't recall having this before. This is won some medals in the World Beer Cup, according to the labels. Seeing if it describes the beer very much. It says it's 5.5% alcohol and 19.5 IBUs. So, that IBU number is quite a bit less than your typical Anchor Steam. See what it tastes like. It's a difficult style because it's generally described by a single style. A single example describes the style, defines the style. So I'm not sure how much of a stretch this is. The IBU level certainly raises an eyebrow, because usually Anchor Steam is quite a bit higher. So let's take a look. It's got a tall beige head. It's clear. It's a deep amber color. I think all that is fine. Give it a 3 on appearance. Smelling it. Has a hoppy nose. Moderate strength. It's sort of woody and earthy. A little grassy. Toasty malt. It's sort of rich. Reminds me a little of Munich malt or Vienna malt, sort of Oktoberfest-y kind of a nose. Not many esters. The malt and hops are balanced and supportive. I'll give it a 10. The malt is a little strong, and expecting a little bit more esters. Flavor. The malt is toasty and rich, tasting a little like an Oktoberfest. I call the bitterness moderate, as is the hop flavor. The malt is bready and toasty, and the hops are sort of earthy. They seem fairly balanced, like it might be a little... You know, the perception of IBUs would certainly seem stronger than 19.5 to me. I would have guessed it would have been somewhere around 25. Dry, crisp finish. The esters are fairly restrained. It has a generally clean lager character with relatively low esters. So, I like the late hops. I like that the malt is sort of toasty. It's a little on the rich side. I could use a little bit more bitterness and a little bit more esters. I think I'll give it a 15 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a... medium-high carbonation, medium body. It's smooth but crisp. I'm happy with that, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, it doesn't quite seem to be a California common. It's almost there. Seems like it's got a little bit of like an American Oktoberfest tossed in there with a California common. And Anchor Steam's a little fruitier and doesn't have quite the richness of malt and is a little more bitter, or quite a bit more bitter depending on how fresh it is. I like the balance of the malt and hops. It's certainly not an Oktoberfest. the hop varieties used seem to be good because it has like an American character. So I wouldn't know where else you would enter this. You know, it could be in some style that the BJCP hasn't defined. But, you know, it's sort of hard to say that this would be a California common just based on tasting it. Expect a little bit more esters. It does have a lager character. I guess I get a touch of esters, but I'm used to getting a little bit more in a Ankerstein. Like the malt, like that the hops are pumped up. The hops have a rustic quality about them. So, I think I'm going to give it a 7 overall. And that's mostly on a style issue. So that's a total score of 40. It's a clean, fresh beer. It's just depends on how broadly you consider the style. If it's not sort of made in the general method of a steam beer, then I don't know that it really matches. I mean, the general balance is, you know, it's coming across as a hoppy American lager. I mean, the malt is right, the hops are right. It just could use a little bit more hop punch. So, I guess it's closer there than other places I'd put it. If it wasn't here, I might be guessing North German alt beer, although the hop varieties would seem wrong. But seeing it's in the same general category, that would be in the, somewhere around in there is what I would be thinking. So, 7 overall for a total score of 40. So that's the Flying Dog Old Scratch Amber Lager. Category 7B, California Common.